My dearly beloved in Christ, all Catholics, especially those who have made their total consecration to Jesus through Mary, should have a great devotion to the Hail Mary and the Rosary. The words of the Hail Mary are scriptural and contain the angelic salutation, the greeting of Saint Gabriel. This salutation, sent by God through an angel, was so powerful that Our Lady consented to the incarnation of the Word in spite of her profound humility. Our Heavenly Mother told St. Mechtild, "Never has any man composed anything more beautiful than the Hail Mary. No greeting could be dearer to my heart than those beautiful and dignified words that God the Father addressed to me himself." The Hail Mary gives the Blessed Virgin so much joy that no one can describe it. If you recite the Hail Mary devoutly, you will infallibly win her heart. St. Louis beautifully describes the Rosary in this way. It's a blessed blending of mental and vocal prayer by which we honor and learn to imitate the virtues of the life, death, passion, and glory of Jesus and Mary. As we pray the Rosary, we recall the mysteries of Jesus and Mary and strive to imitate their virtues in our lives. The Rosary is Our Lady's favorite prayer. God sent his mother to Fatima to tell us that we had to say the rosary every day. We should recite the family rosary daily whenever possible, remembering that the family that prays together stays together. The abandonment of the family rosary is a main reason why so many Catholics have lost their faith. It seems to me that the church of the... This was written in about the 1930s, this priest said. It seems to me that the church of the future is going to consist solely of those families who have been faithful to the rosary. It was by Father Hugh Thwaites, and the book was Our Glorious Faith and How to Lose It. It seems to me that the church of the future is going to consist solely of those families who have been faithful to the rosary. The mothers who pray the rosary, their children have a chance, because it protects families and youths from the clutches of the devil. Father Paul O'Sullivan said, "The most important element of the rosary is meditating on the mysteries. Unfortunately, many Catholics have little or no idea of how to meditate on the mysteries. Therefore, for them, the rosary is not the rosary. Instead of being a delightful prayer, it wearies them, and they are glad when it is over. In order to say the rosary, one is bound to think on the mysteries. This is the very essence of the rosary, and it is what gives it its special charm and value. If one says the Our Fathers and Hail Marys and does not think on the mysteries, they doubtless get many graces, but they do not say the rosary. They do not gain the indulgences of the rosary, and they do not gain the wondrous blessings promised to those who say the rosary. We must fully understand that it's not difficult to meditate on the mysteries. The word meditate frightens some people. They believe that it's difficult, that they cannot meditate. Perhaps a better and clearer word is thinking on the mysteries. All we're asked to do when saying the rosary is to think on the mysteries. Each mystery speaks to us of our Lord and teaches many beautiful lessons. Each one, too, reminds us of some duty or other that we have to perform. While thinking of the mystery or of the lesson it contains, we're praying to God and Our Lady to give us the graces necessary to do our duties, the light and help to understand what God is teaching us. My dearly beloved in Christ, Catholics should be praying the rosary not just once a day, but as often as they can, even 2, 3, or more times, because Our Lady promised her protection and the graces of salvation for those who honor her by praying the rosary. The Blessed Virgin told Blessed Ellen de la Roche that the Hail Mary and the rosary distinguished the reprobate from the predestinate. She said, "Know, my son, and make all others know that it's a probable and proximate sign of eternal damnation to have an aversion, a lukewarmness, or negligence in saying the angelic salutation, the Hail Mary, which has repaired the whole world." One of the 15 promises Mary made to Saint Dominic and Blessed Ellen, to those who pray the rosary, is: the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. In other words, they will not go to hell. Speaking about this promise, Sister Mary Amatora said, "One who prays the rosary with sincere and humble devotion can confidently expect salvation through Mary." The rosary is a spiritual tree that bears marvelous fruits. These include enlightening the blind and hardened sinners, converting heretics, healing the incurable, enriching the poor, supporting the weak, consoling the afflicted and dying, checking the effects of God's anger, freeing souls from purgatory, and making good people better. It delivers people from evil, gives final perseverance, and obtains many indulgences. If people pray, are sincere, and repent, our Heavenly Mother will fight for their souls at the end of their life. My dearly beloved in Christ, our Blessed Mother and her rosary terrifies demons. This is why they try so hard to prevent us from praying it, because the rosary tortures, attacks, and weakens them every time it's recited. The demons tremble every time we pray the rosary because it snatches souls from hell and protects people from the evil one, misfortune, accidents, tragedies, and calamities. The Hail Mary and the rosary have special power to put demons to flight and to crush them. When we pray the rosary, God sends down graces to help us, and he protects us from sinning. If Catholics neglect the rosary, they won't be protected, and they'll sin easier. At Fatima, Our Lady pleaded, "Pray the rosary, especially today when the world is so dark and full of sin. Everyone must pray more rosaries for the conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls, for peace in the world, for this country, and for those who do not believe and live only for this world and not the Spirit, and in reparation." My dearly beloved in Christ, the power of the rosary cannot be overstated. Sister Lucia said, "The Most Holy Virgin in these last times in which we live has given a new efficacy to the recitation of the rosary, to such an extent that there's no problem, no matter how difficult, that cannot be solved by the rosary. It saves souls and gives grace, power, and protection." Countless stories and examples prove that God confounds the proud and effects great things in the spiritual order through the rosary, a humble means of grace. It contains far greater power than is commonly supposed. So just close with this story. This is August 6, 1945. There was a home 8 blocks or about 1 kilometer from where the atom bomb went off in Hiroshima, Japan. This house had a church attached to it, which was completely destroyed, but the home survived, and so did 8 German Jesuit missionaries who prayed the rosary in that house faithfully every day. These men were missionaries to the Japanese people. They were non-military, but because Germany and Japan were allies during World War II, they were permitted to live and minister within Japan during the war. Not only did they all survive with at most relatively minor injuries, but they all lived well past that awful day with no radiation sickness, no loss of hearing, and or any other visible long-term defects or maladies. Naturally, they were interviewed numerous times. Father Schiffler, a survivor, said over 200 times he was interviewed by scientists and healthcare people about their remarkable experience. And they say, "We believe that we survived because we were living the message of Fatima. We lived and prayed the rosary daily in that home." Of course, secular scientists are speechless and incredulous at this explanation. But even 55 years after the atom bomb exploded, some of them were still alive. Scientists still cannot find any explanation to their escape from the hellish power of that bomb. And then the same protection was shown to a group of Franciscans in Nagasaki who faithfully prayed the rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.